Hare Krishna. Question from Rambhadra Piyapuru. What do the terms Adibhuta, Adiyagya and Adhyatma referred in the Bhagavatam, second canto, fifth chapter, refer to? And are they the same as are referred to in the Bhagavad Gita, in the eighth chapter? Krishna also used the words Karya, Karana, Kartrutve over there in the translation. The Bhagavatam also uses words. So what do all these terms refer to actually? Answer. There if we see the first, let's focus on Karya, Karana, Kartrutve. Then we'll correlate it with Adhyatma, Adibhuta, Adhyagna, Adhidaiva. And then we will see how these words are used in different places. So, looking at the Bhagavatam, firstly, there in Bhagavatam, 2.5.19, the verse is Karya Karana Kartrutve Dravya Jnana Kriyashavya Badhnanti Nitta Muktam Mayinam Purusham Gunaha. So, it is said that Karya Karana Kartrutve, basically, the section is talking about how the soul becomes bound by material nature. Now, the alliteration Karya Karana Kartrutve, ka, there is a poetic appeal to it, but there can also be the bewilderment that results over there. So, now to understand it, let's consider Karya. Karya simply means action. So, Karana Kartrutve. Now, the Karya, the word which we use over here, is in terms of the action. Whereas normally we use the word Karya in terms of action, but here it specifically refers to in terms of the effect of the action. So Karana is the instigator of action, the cause of action. Then Karya is the action itself in terms of its consequence, and Kartrutva is the agency of the action. So for example, a person, say a thief, robs a shop, robs a place, robs a house or a shop. Then there is the police who catch, put the prisoners in jail, and then the judge who sentenced the person, and then the person is actually, there is first temporary jail and there is a long term jail into which the person is put depending on the kind of crime that the person may have committed. So this is the threefold things over there. So Karya Karana Kartrutve. So now, just said there are three factors of action which we normally classify as Jiva, Ishvara and Prakriti. So Jiva desires, Ishvara sanctions, Prakriti executes. That's the normal way in which we analyze this. Here, if we see Krishna uses the word, here the word Karya Karana Kartrutve is used as agents of bondage. So agents by which the soul becomes bound, as the components of the system by which the soul becomes bound in material existence. So Krishna also uses it in the same sense in the Bhagavad Gita in 13.21 when he states Karya Karana Kartrutve Hetu Prakriti Ruchyate Purusha Sukha Dukkhanam Bhoktrutve Hetu Ruchyate. So there he states Karya Karana Kartrutve is actually referring to the Hetu Prakriti Ruchyate. These are all related with Prakriti. And Purusha Sukha Dukkhanam, and the happiness and distress that the soul undergoes, they are related with Bhoktrutve. They come from the desire to enjoy of the soul. So essentially Krishna is referring over here to Karya Karana Kartrutve as things related with Prakriti. So now to understand this, we can see, we can correlate these three words, Karya Karana Kartrutve, with the Kartrutva. Kartrutva with Adhidaiva. The Prabhupada uses these words Adhyatma, Adhibhuta and Adhidaiva in his purport. But he doesn't use it, that these words don't come in directly in the translation. The previous acharyas talk about these words over there, and this is what is being referred to. So let me explain. So here Kartrutva refers to the Adhidaiva, the agency through which actions are resulting into their effects. The daiva, the devta, under the supervision of the devtas, actions produce results. So that is what is referred to in Adhidaiva. So Adhidaiva is Kartrutva. Now, we are more familiar with these three words, Adhyatma, Adhibhuta, Adhidaiva, in terms of, say, we talk about Adhyatma as referring to our body. Adhyatmik Klesha, Klesha coming from the body and the mind. Then we refer to Adhibhuta as other living beings. So that is broadly speaking, the society and social circle around us. So there is the bodily circle around us, then the social circle around us, and then there is the natural, environmental or the cosmic circle around us. That is Adhidaiva. So these refer to the three circles in one sense, which encase and enclose the soul. So now, the actions and their reactions, the causes and their effects in terms of the reactions, that linkage is done through the agency of material nature. So that agency refers to Adhidaiva. So Adhidaiva is here the Kartrutva. And then Karya and Karana. So Karya is the action. Now, and Karana is the instrument of action, or it is the cause, the impeller of action. It's like the senses, the tongue wants to eat something. Come on, eat it. The tongue, we could say, is part of a gross organ. And then the mind is there, which also is impelling us. Come on, eat it, like that. So the tongue and the mind are the gross organs which push us towards eating certain things. So Karya is, Karya refers to that particular action. Karana is the, so Karya is the effect, Karana is the instrument. So Karana correlates with Adhyatma. So Prabhupada also states that Adhyatma is what conditions the body, conditions the soul and makes the soul act in particular ways. So the instrument for action are the senses and the mind. Manashishthani Indriyani Patadisthani Karshati. So the Karana refers to the Adhyatma, and the Karya, that means the action is done in the outer world and it has consequences in the outer world. The effects which are there, they are in the outer world for us. So that refers to Adhibhuta. So these terms are basically all different ways of analyzing how the soul becomes bound. So the soul, we understand philosophically, the soul is bound in three circles. The bodily circle, the social circle and the natural circle or the ecological circle. So now, in through the bodily circle, the actions happen. In the social, through the bodily circle, the actions are initiated. The cause of actions are there. It is the body that proposes, the mind that proposes. Come on, do this, enjoy this, eat this, touch this, like that. The body and the mind propose this, so the actions are initiated, the causes, the Karana is in the bodily mental circle, so that is the Adhyatma. Then the sanctioning and the manifesting of those initiated actions within us, that happens through the agency of material nature, so that is Adhidaiva. So the Kartrutva is the Adhidaiva, and then the effect is manifested in consequences in the world. So that is the Adhibhuta is the Karya. So now this is whole subject is Sankhya is itself a very technical system of analysis, and we have to be careful that we don't get too caught up in it. But this is the broad framework. Now if we look at the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna uses this in 13.20, but in the 8th chapter, when Krishna uses the word Adhyatma, Adhibhuta, Adhidaiva, first he introduces those terms quickly in the 7th chapter, and then he elaborates them also very briefly in the 8th chapter. So from that point, now different acharyas have explained these terms differently, and because it's so brief that often it's difficult to unpack the precise meaning. But let's see how that works out. So Sadhi Bhuta Adhidaivam Maam Sadhi Yagyam Chayevidu Prayana Kale Pichamam Devidur Yukta Chetasa Sadhi Bhuta Adhidaivam Maam. So Adhi Bhuta Maam, one who knows me to be Sadhi Bhuta, one who knows me to be the Adhi Yagya. And Krishna uses the word adhyatma prior to that in the previous chapter. Te brahma tadvidho kritsnam adhyatmam karma chakhilam. That is in 7.29 and 30. This is how he uses the words. And then in 8.1, Arjuna asks the question, kim tad brahma kim adhyatma kim karma purushottama adhibhutam cha kim proktam adhivam kim uchyate. So then Krishna answers them in the next verse. So then he uses the same terms. He says, aksharam brahma paramam svabhavo adhyatma uchyate. Bhuta bhavod bhavakaro visargaha karma sangitam. Svabhavo adhyatma uchyate. So this is such a condensed term that what it exactly means is difficult to say. So as I said, different acharyas give different meanings. Prabhupada also uses a different meaning over there. But with respect to this context, svabhavo adhyatma uchyate. So the svabhava of the soul is determined by adhyatma. So here if we use the word svabhava to refer to the nature of the person in terms of the nature that is manifested in this world, so then it will refer to the nature that the body and the mind have. So the svabhava can be a kshatriya svabhava, vaishya svabhava, brahmana svabhava, like that. So Krishna uses the word svabhava also later in that sense. Svabhava jena kaunteya nibaddha svena karmana kartum nechasi anmoha karishasya vishopitat. So in 18.60 he says, svabhava jena kaunteya nibaddha. So we are all bound by our svabhava, he says. So in rough sense, this particular frame of analysis can apply svabhavo adhyatma muchyate. So the svabhava of the jiva himself is aksharam brahma paramam. Jiva is superior, is transcendental, but its svabhava at this stage, at present, is determined by adhyatma. It's determined by the kind of the body and the mind it has, the body-mind complex. Svabhavo adhyatma muchyate. And then when Krishna uses the word adhibhutam ksharo bhava purushischa adhidaivatam, what is he referring to over here? So adhibhuta, adhibhuta, what does he say? It's called ksharo bhava. Its nature is kshara, to keep changing, to keep changing, to not be enduring. So here adhibhuta, Krishna uses it in a generic sense to refer to material nature. So the word bhuta is often used in the sense of existence. So prakritisthani bhutani nigraha kim karishyati. So prakritisthani bhutani mamyamsho jivaloke jivabhutasanatana manashashtani indriyani prakritisthani karishyati prakritisthani. So jivabhutaha jivabhuta. So the word bhuta is used in terms of existence. So adhibhuta Krishna translates here as referring to that material nature, that bhava, which is kshara, which is constantly changing. So that can also, in the sense, we can say that refers to the arena where our actions play out, where the effects manifest through the ever-changing, flickering nature of material nature. So we may be wealthy now, but we will not stay always wealthy. We will be healthy and good-looking now, but we will not always stay healthy and good-looking. But things keep changing, and that's how, through this ever-changing nature of material nature, we get the reactions to our actions. So our actions are prompted by adhyatma. The reactions come to us through adhibhuta, through the ever-changing nature of material nature. And then further, there is purushas cha adhidaivatam. So purushas cha adhidaivatam. So adhidaiva, what does it refer to here? Purusha. So purusha, Krishna uses here to refer to the Purusha in terms of, we could say the Virat Purusha, the Vishwarupa, or it can refer to the Purusha in which the various devas are manifested. Now basically, the Purusha is a envisioned form to conceptualize how God is in, how the universe is the body of God, and in that sense, God is in control of the universe. So God is ultimately the agency through whom the reactions come to us. So kartrutva or adhidaiva, which Krishna identifies here with Purusha, that refers to actually the ultimate, the agency through which actions produce their effects, and the agency through which the soul stays bound in material existence. So in this way, we can see, so although the words adhibhuta, adhidaiva, adhiyajna have multiple meanings in the 8th chapter, because they are used very tersely, and different acharyas give different meanings. But from the frame of analysis from the Srimad Bhagavatam and from the 13th chapter, we can see how the meanings of Adhyatma, Adhibhuta and Adaiva as understood from Bhagavatam are also compatible with as they are explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Thank you. Hare Krishna.